This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
All right. We are back for another episode of The Compendium. We are on episode 6, and this, I think, is our last episode talking about the foundations of character building. This episode, we're hoping to talk about leveling up your character. So basically what happens as you continue to adventure and some of the cool ways that you can build them up, buff them out, continue to shape or shift them along your adventures and your journey. But before we get into the episode, I'm really excited to tell everybody that's listening that the Compendium has actually just launched a Patreon account. Now, if you're not familiar with Patreon, it's this really great site where you can support content creators just like the Compendium by making a contribution of a small amount every month. Our lowest tier is actually going to start at just $2 a month, and you get some extra benefits or perks from being a patron to the Compendium. So if you've been benefiting from hearing these podcasts that Jason and I are creating, we would greatly appreciate your support financially with covering some of the costs that are associated with producing a podcast like this. You can find all the information you need and a link to their Patreon account by visiting our website, which is thecompendium.weebly.com. You can also get a link through our Instagram account. So anyways, long story short, we have a Patreon. We'd love for you to support us. Check it out. Now, back to what we're talking about today with character development.
I'm really excited for this episode because there's just so much that you can do with characters, and there's so many ways that you can start with one character, and actually by the end of their D&D adventure, you know, in the long scheme of a campaign, have them turn into a completely different character almost, just as like a character arc goes.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, and that's the thing about doing an episode about leveling up and all the options there is that, as the last however many episodes have kind of testified to, that there's a lot that goes into making a character. And there's quick ways of doing it, of course, but it can be a Herculean task to get all this done. And then you play a couple of sessions and you get, yeah, I see how this is working. Yeah, this is great. And then they're like, great, time to level up. And you're like, wait, what? And then you have to learn all these other kind of like mini mechanics to do that. And I've even had people ask me on Instagram, like, hey, how does leveling up work? And I'm all, that's going to take a long time to explain. You know what? Just listen to the Compendium. We're going to do an episode on it soon. So here it is, I guess.
Yeah. So let's just start with the very basic concept of leveling up. When you are a brand new adventurer, your character starts typically at level 1. Which is basically saying, hey, you're just starting out. And as you go through an adventure, you earn, usually through combat scenarios, but not always, something right. called XP, or your experience points. And the accumulation of those experience points are what help to move you along and kind of show that you know what you're doing a little bit more level by level, and kind of help boost you up a little bit in your knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, your knowledge and experience, just like anyone who's ever started a new job. And, you know, they got through the first week, day, or month of that job, and they're like, yeah, okay, I kind of get this. And then after they're at that job for like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, they become just a flat-out pro, and they're training other people. And so they've leveled up in their job because they've gained experience. And so this is the same kind of thing. Yeah, as a rogue, you always knew how to be, you know, crafty and do sweet flips and pick locks, but now you're getting even better at some more things and learning how to dodge out of the way of fireballs, and you're learning how to do like trick shots and all this kind of cool stuff. So there's a lot of great things that come with that. And I think for a lot of people, I know that I spend a lot of my time when I daydream about D&D. I spend half my time daydreaming about the adventure and half my time daydreaming about what I'm going to do when I level up. Like, what's my character? Uh-huh. How am I going to like slightly shift them or change them? Or how could I have solved that previous problem once I'm now at level 6 or whatever? So mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time thinking about leveling up, and I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think I saw in the player's handbook, actually, I think it was on page 15, it was kind of helping to describe what some of those different level breaks look like. So generally speaking, D&D characters go from level 1 to level 20. That's what the player's handbook outlines. And have you ever gotten a character that's gotten up to level 20?
No, not through the natural order of things.
Okay.
I have played 20th level characters before, but typically I made them just to do some kind of one shot or just to see what it felt like.
Okay, yeah, because my understanding is that it would take some pretty significant level of commitment to get a single character built up through campaigns to a level 20.
Yeah, it's exceedingly rare. And that just is by virtue of you know, the best laid plans of mice and men being laid to waste, either in the game and your character dies, or out of game and, you know, that many people just can't commit to meet on a weekly or monthly basis and show up. So, yeah.
Yeah. So when we say level 1 through 20, you know, you're not necessarily capped at 20. You could always exceed that. But the likelihood is that 20 is kind of the tip top. By the time you get there, you'll probably be wanting to experience a new character or kind of do some other things. So the Player's Handbook had a great guide, I think, where it defined what some of the different levels mean as far as your knowledge as an adventurer. And it define them as level 1 through 4 apprentice adventurers. So you're facing minor threats, that are being posed to dangers, like to small villages and farmsteads and kind of local community stuff. When you get up to 5 through 10, you're facing dangers that are threatening cities or kingdoms. So you're kind of scaling how big of a problem you can solve. 11 through 16, threats to a whole regions or continents. And then once you get up to 17, 18, 19, and 20, it basically just says the existence of the entire world and multiverse.
Yeah, the fundamental order of the multiverse. Yeah, so to quote something from Critical Role, we're basically gods. It's just like, yeah, you can get up to a lot of crazy stuff at that fourth tier. So it's kind of nuts.
Thanks so much for equipping the compendium. If you like what you heard today, make sure you check out the other mini episodes in this same episode series. Or once all the mini episodes have been published, you can listen to the full length episode to hear Jason and I talk about all of these concepts together, as well as a little bit of extra bonus content that's not included in these mini episodes. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the Compendium podcast so that you're the first to know when a new episode comes out that can help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.